we have to go back and see the Ramban's take on Gematria's and Kufa's thing in his post of the Rambam, what's going on. Okay? This shir is the groundwork to understand how the Rambam understands Kufa's and Gematria's in the Gemara Shabbos, okay, and the Ramban, okay, how they understand the Mishnah in Ovos, that Tkufas in Gematchidis is Papas L'Chochma, okay? And after that, what Ramban does is add a new dimension to Tkufas and Gematchidis in terms of predicting the future, okay? And the amazing thing that's going to happen, and we hope to play it out next week, I hope this works out, is in one hand, the Ramban has a separate assay, an Isa assay, about dealing with or being chesesh for astrology, and on the other hand, he really clearly seems to say, and we'll see this, that Chochmas Le'ini Amim is to use astrology to tell the future to the Goyim. Which sounds a priori mad. And we'll see, and we'll try to work all this out, okay? There's a separate mitzvah in Minyan HaMitzvah Shocharav, Mitzvah Yud, Tom Tiyem HaShem Elokecho, and Kechem, that you shouldn't have anything to do with astrology. Okay, B'seder. Now, we're going to get started. Yeah. Now, the Rambam and Sherish Beis, the Rambam and Sherish Beis, at the end, the Rambam says, U'b'zeh HaDerech, when he talks about Chishuv Kufas, because we just want to see, you see, the Ramban, it would be important to know what the Rambam says, and what the Ramban claims the Rambam says, and what the Ramban says, okay? We just got to know, because he can't discuss what the Ramban is saying about the Rambam, or interpreting the Rambam without seeing what the Rambam says, okay? U'b'zeh HaDerech B'atzmoy, towards the end, I think, he talks about Monu Chishuv Tkufa, is when he talks about B'moyne Drabonons, okay? He talks about the Gemaras and Bav Metzia, okay, about all the different Gemilas Chassadim, which the Bikacholim and the Chamavelim, and then Rebzeh HaDerech Ba'atzmoy, Monochishim Kufis, Mitzvah, Miklal HaDrash, very important, the Drash. It's not clear that it's anything, it's a Drash. Okay, I don't know what a drash means. I think drash, just an aside, means something less than you give me this. Okay? See, the Ramban, the whole Sherish Beis is devoted to whether you give me this on Minyan HaMitzvos. Okay? But the Ramban is only ready to use and put in you give me this, and the Ram is only ready to think about it, because the Yud-Gimel Midos themselves were Mesor and Mesinai, as the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayis, in Nagdoma. Okay? But let's say you dash in the Torah, Stam with Drash, that never was an issue. Okay? And that's why he stresses over here, there's the Drash. Okay? It falls off from Sherish Beis, because the whole Sherish Beis always say, you don't put in Yud-Gimel Midos. But this never was an issue. Okay? Biglal ha-drash ha-niska al-omroi ki hi chokhmaschem u-binaschem le'ini amim hu omrom eizo hi chokhmo u-bino shi hi le'ini amim ha-vi-oime ze chishub kufus u-bazoris. Okay? Now, the interesting thing is, because the Gemara says that it's a mitzvah. mitzvah, okay, on this, but he doesn't even quote that, okay? He's not interested, he's not, because that is given the Ram, the halacha goes, that it is a mitzvah, but it's only mitzvah me to be sefer, okay? Now, that is Gemara Kol Godel, and that's going to be the focus at the moment, okay? So comes the Ramban over here, towards the end of Sherish Aleph, and he says, Avu Masha Choshad, O Rav, Labal Halochis, Ki Chishu Kufis, Shuhu Moine, Huleida Chochmas Hatchuna Velashimbo. Okay? Now, he put words into the Ram's mouth, which he never found the Ram saying at the moment. Okay, we'll see later that you might find it, okay? But, okay, there's a lot that he says over here. Okay? Okay, see, the Ram doesn't in any way, okay, now, let's look over here. Now, if you look, all the Ram says in the original Arabic, Chishu Kufais is the original Arabic. And Al Drash is a Drash, Ki Hi Chokhmat Rimasan in Amin. He's a Chokhma. Havyoim is a Chokhma Bina Shila in Amin, Havyoim a Chishu Kufais. So there's no words in the Ramam that all talk about this issue of Chochmas HaTchuna, okay? And even if you accept that Chishuv Tkufa is Chochmas HaTchufa, okay, he adds something also. Leida Chochmas HaTchuna B'lach Sheibba. Okay, so deal with all this, correct? Leida Chochmas HaTchulach Sheibba U'shihi Mitzvah Nevraim Shesonchu. Shesonchu, it's very clear, Shesonchu. Since it's a mitzvah divreim, it's not a clear thing, it's only an asmachta, Shesonchu. Okay? Everyone's Rabban Mamish, now it's there. Lekosu mimasha omro, meomu minayin, shemitzvah al ho'odom, Lachshoy Tkufoy Zemazoloy Shenema Ushmaute Vasise Ki Chokhmat Kuminet Lein Amin Eze Chokhmo Vino Shihi Lein Amin Avim Ezu Chishu Tkufoy. Okay? Chishu Tkufoy Zemazoloy. So both the Rambam and the Ramban are bringing the same Gemara, and the Ramban is adding something into this, and we'll see exactly what the Rambam would agree on and what he might not agree on. Okay, correct? Is that correct? That's what we have. Now, the Maima over here of Shmuel Bar Nachmon, the two Maimas in the Gemara. Okay, there's a maima of Shmuel Achmonimusi. But the maima that we're focusing on at the moment is Omrev Shmuel Bar Achmoni, Omrev Yerchon, Minayin Shemitzra Lo'odom Lachshoi, Lachashim Tkupus Amazoli, Shnei Mushmata Basisem, Kiri Chochmaschem Vinaschem Leinu Ami. Eizu Chochmu Vino Shileinu Ami, Avioi Mezuv Chishu Tkupus Amazoli. Okay? The word Leida, in any edition you have in the Gemara, is not there. It's only Chishuv. Okay? And the Ramban says Leida V'lachshev, correct? It is true also, okay? It is true also that the Rambam learns in the Gemara that it's a mitzvah. Okay? The Ramban says that is also incorrect. the Gemara, when it says mitzvah, doesn't really mean mitzvah. Okay? And it says, chalila lebal halochos kizo eino mitzvah midibreim. Okay? That's why it's chalila. Why is it chalila? Because if you remember in Sherish Aleph, the Ramban is ready to accept even that the halacha of Gedolos counts mitzvah Rabbonim, and that's near Chanukah or Mikra Megillah. But something which is not even a mitzvah Rabbonim, that is chalila. And that's why he uses that lashon. Chalila. Chalila, lebal halachos, Kizo eno mitzvah idibreiv. Okay, then he says like this. Elo liyui di imbo. Hu mitzvah al derech hazirus. It doesn't mean that it's a real mitzvah. Chazal used this word in order to tell people that they should be, have a zirus for it. I mean, just, you know, it's a push in that direction. Okay? So, L'cheira, he did something, okay? You know what he did? You notice he also brought the Yodim. Let's just look at every word. Just the words. He also brought this issue of Yodim into the Gemara Shabbos, but you notice that he packages it in a very different way than he packages it in the Rambam. What's the Rambam? What's the idea? It's Leida, correct? What do you say over here? Kizu eino mitzvah b'vrein elu liyoidim bo. Liyoidim bo. The question is the mitzvah to learn the material, or the mitzvah, even if you imagine the mitzvah of someone who knows the material should process it with chishuv. Okay? The word yidia, which he projected on the Rambam, he projects it one way in the Rambam, and he packages it differently for himself. Correct? Just before we start with Torah, you gotta understand what he says. Correct? Okay, that's the point. Correct? Liyoidim. And then, the second point is it a mitzvah, or it's a zeros? First of all, everyone agrees that it's not chishu by itself, okay? But the chishu starts with something by yidia. But is the yidia those people who know? It's a noun, yodim, those who know, okay? Or it's a verb, it's an infinitive, to know, okay? Correct? Now, what happened over here? This I want to skip a little bit, because Ramban has done an amazing thing, which we don't know if the Ramban did it at all, but he does something. Because a line or two later now, he'll say, Ki'inyin ha-memu ha-shenis. Look at the Ramban. Ki'inyin ha-memu ha-shenis shechoza vi'omar kol yodei alachshav kubuz ha-mazolos ve'ino mechashiv ol ha-kozvoim es poil ha-shem lo yabitu u'maitzi yodav lo yrol. So what happened over here? Let's now open the Gemara Shabbos, okay? The Gemara Shabbos and Ayinim and Aleph. Om Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Om Rav Yishuv ben Levi, Mishum Bakapora. Kol Yodea, Lechashe, Betkupas of Azolis, Ve'eno Choyshe, Ol Vakos of Oymer, Es Poyl, Hashem, Lo Yabitu, Umaisi Yodov, Lo Yvohu. Omer, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmoni, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin Shemitzal Odom, Lechashim, Tchupus and Mazolos, Shneem Ushmartim Vasisim, Ki Chochmaschim Minaschim Leira Amim, Ezo Choch Mubina, Shehi Leira Amim, Havioi Mezuch Hishu Tchupus and Mazolos. The two Mamorim. So what does the Ramban say when he said, Ki Inyan Hamaimo? He's saying, the Bozeh Vulimen Alzeh. Bozev Liman Alzer. Okay? But I'm a little bit confused. I think he even reversed the order of the Mamorim on his gears is different from Gemara. Because what Maimah comes first? The Maimah that comes first is when the Gemara starts, Kol Yodei Lechashem B'Tkupas Mazolos. And then afterwards, the Gemara talks about the mitzvah. Okay? Correct? But didn't the Ramban say over here, Ki inyan ha-membu ha-shenis, she-choza ha-vi-omo, kol-yedei le-chashim, tkupuz ha-magoz, eno ha-chashim? He's saying, do we have an argument, is the first maimah, is the second maimah, and the second maimah is explaining the first maimah. Okay? Okay? Correct? So now, once you do that, you understand how the Ramban threw in this issue over here about Yediyah. Because since the two Ma'amolim are put together, so Mamela, you have no choice but to talk about a Yediyah. But the question is, he learns the Ramban that the Yodeah is somebody who is to know, okay? And he learns the Yodeah means that he already knows, okay? Okay, now, correct us what we have. Now, the emes is, there's a Tshuvas Rambam about this. Okay? But Derech Agav, you should keep in mind, the Rambam in Sherish Beis only quotes the mem of that mitzvah. Okay? Correct? And you'll see the Rambam the Tshuva only quotes a discussion about Kol Yodeah. Okay, Yer Choshev as Polish and Lo Yabed. Okay? We don't know in Ram at all what the two Mamorim had to do with each other. Okay? The Ramban clearly assumes has to do with each other, puts them together, so much so that he claims the Ram meant that it's Leida V'Lachshevo. Okay? Now, here is Simon Kuf Nun, the child of Shubas Rambam, Asher Amid Beis, Shela, Bima Sha'omu Ayudeya Lachashev, Petkufus Mazol Zaino Machashev, Vachure. Ech Yiye Zachishu. What are we talking about? Uma yotzer mizeh. What the heck? What difference it make? Va'im zohi halacha im lav. Is it halacha now? Hatshuva. Chishim tkupas mazolos. Hu chochmes hatchuna b'chlam. I don't know this is geometry, spherical trigonometry, it's something like that. We'll see about that. Okay, Beseda? Chokhma Zatchuna. Okay? So this Chokhma Zatchuna is a Tshuvas Rambam. Okay? Whether Ramban is referring to this Tshuva or came to this independently, I can't tell you. Okay?
Okay? But there is a Tshuva Rambam that Chishuv Tkufos Umazolos is Chochem Zatchuna. Okay? And you need spherical trigonometry in order to do this, because you have to plot orbits and where things are going to be. And you're working in three dimensions. Okay? So that's what's happening over here. Okay? So that is okay. But then he says, V'omrom kola yodeya ve'enom mechashe v'otoloyma mi shiyesh v'yachotoy lahobin oiso v'loy seichotev. I don't know exactly what this means, what the two things are. V'kola hakdomois Zeis HaChochma, and he already is aware of those things which are necessary in order to begin to start the study. V'Eino. So Kol Yodeya means that he has the ability to know. And Rambam learns Kol Yodeya means that he knows already, correct? Okay. This, that the Ramban said in the Rambam, that it's Leda, especially if he's coming off the backdrop of this, he's coming off the backdrop of this Chumas Ram, we don't know where he got Chokhman Tchuna from, because the Magid Mishnah will see others talk about Chokhman, we don't know. But this Leda is an amazing thing that Yisus Ram said. Okay? That's what he said, correct? Okay. This is the words, correct? Now, again, the Ram of this Tshuva, so far, has not mentioned the mitzvah at all. He's just mentioned that a person who doesn't, who knows, has the innate ability to do it, and doesn't get involved in it, kilu, it's a tfiyah on them. It's almost kilu a tichocho, musa on them. Okay? And then it's the lashon of the pasuk. As kol Hashem lo yavitu, as this and that, you know, it's in front of them, why didn't he take advantage of it? Okay? And you look at the book, right? Correct. Now, what happened over here? All of a kosev oimer, v'espor Hashem lo yabitu, u'maisi yodo lo yro'u, he doesn't look and become amazed by the God of Sabriya. As Paul Hashem lo yabitu, umaisi yodu lo yro'u. Now, l'chera, forgetting about anything, if you look at the two psukim that the Gemara quotes, having a hamamin, and there's a relationship between two mamorim, is offhand, you know, impossible. The Gemara quotes, ki hi chochmaschem banaschem, Le'eni Amim, Eze Chochmu Bino, the point is to show to Goyim you're a genius, okay? Which you don't understand what that is, okay? And this is talking about that he himself had the ability to expose to the God of Sabere, and doesn't take advantage of it. Correct? Now, so therefore, we can imagine that these two things are separated, okay? One might be a mitzvah for chishuv, which is whatever you learn, yichoch maschem v'maschem, and the other is not a mitzvah at all, it's a taina, and that's the tshuva is talking about. And two separate things. Ramban puts the two things together. Ramban does an amazing thing. He not only says that it's a zilus, he not only says that it's not a mitzvah, right? He not only says limited to those that know it already, but he adds to it, which you don't find in the Gemara, what are you supposed to do with this knowledge? Okay? And I think what he's bothered by is the pasuk, and he's trying to deal with it. Okay? There's an amazing problem over here. Okay? Le'enei ha'amim. Why is this chokhmah? Le'enei ha'amim. So he says, Kloima, she istaklu bo v'yodiyu asidois l'shavu umois. It basically is to be an astrologer and to tell your prophecy to the non-Jews, to the Gentiles. And that's what's going on over here. Okay? The truth is, we have no clue, Eizel Chochmo Bina Leine Amim, what B'chal Demo wants in the Pasuk, correct? But Ramban is amazing. You know, he takes it seriously and redefines what the mitzvah is, or the zilus is, because of the pasuk. Correct? I just want to show you what happened here before we go into Teira. You know, correct? Okay. Now let's go on. Now, you get the impression, l'chera, if you look at the Rambam, that chishuv tkufos per se is a mitzvah to be served. Learning and being involved in chokhmah hatchuna is a mitzvah. Okay, the Rambam says the zilus is to moidia, to use this science to know where the planetary objects or the kechovno, the planets, that's kechovma planets, or the mazoles, so everything is going to be, and use it to predict the future. In other words, Ramban, according to Ramban, the two steps. One step is to know the spherical trigonometry, and the other is to say something about the future based on it. We don't know if the Rambam is anything more than the first step, just to be able to predict and to look at and to know the motion, planetary motion, and where the objects are going to be. Correct? Now, that's what we have, correct? So, you can assume, according to the Rambam, that Asek Pashas will come down. Asek in Chochmas Atchuna is a mitzvah. Midimri Seifun, correct? And if you look at Chedusha Ritva in Shabbos, Ayin Hey Amen Aleph, Eze Chochmo Vina Shehi Kneger Amim Zechishu Tkufos Umazolis the cave and Shekain Lomadnu Ki Mitzvah His Asek Bo V'ein Bozeh Klau Mishum Chochmo Yevonis. Okay, so it's clear that he's talking about a Greek Chochmo. And it's not a problem with Chochmah Yevonis. Correct? Otherwise, we have to say, you know, what do you want to do with Greek? Correct? And the truth is, the word geometry and trigonometry are basically, we'll see, it's a very Greek origin. Okay, geo is basically land, and metri is measuring land. Okay, let's say that. Okay. So, that's what he says. With that portion. So look, what he ends up
is a mitzvah. I never saw, you know, people in math class, you know, they don't start with this, this, but, you know, l'chayra is a mitzvah says, correct? So the mitzvah l'chayra is taking the Rambam's approach and saying it l'chayra b'tchachana. Okay? The Chovas HaLvovos also seems to say that it's very, very important to see the Bria, understand the Bria, whatever it is. It's not what the Chochav per se. In the Chovas HaLvovos, Shal Beis, Shal Bechina, Perik Beis. Ach im onu chayovim livchon lebachim bebruim oloi noima ki avachina bebruim viavos raye mehem lechoch mesaber yisala enro chayovim bo miramusko or should be onu chayovim bo miramusko mirakosov mirakabola miramusko vachure. And then he says, So that's what he does on Chayom and Amusko to understand Shaodu Chayshin Mizboine Mizoide Achochmo Uboichin Tzmeneo. Go on. This is here, and it's also nachdoma to Chovas HaLvovos. I mean, Rabbi Chaya doesn't deny it, but flips it. He says an amazing thing that in the volume, Ushmartem Vasisem, Ki Chachmat Nevi Amin, Lamatcha Kosu Kan, Ki Kol Hamitzes Tluyois, Mitzah Shima Vasia, Bukhul Nichlos Ben, Bukhulei. Then he says, Bedoshu Chavazal Le'eni Amin, Ezi Chochma Shilene Amin, and then he says in other places that derech iunatera you can come to this conclusion. Okay, the question: do you look straight at the thing? That's the pasha said the volume, and he says you can learn this. You can know this chokhma by knowing. Okay, good. I'm not getting involved in this. The shach also that seems to say there's an inyan for mitzvah. It's a shach in Yodea Shin Lamadal Tzivkot Naintes. Avol lechash kuz mazolus k'mo shenogu idno ad rab a mitzvah shach. Okay, we say that. But the Ramban is flabbergasted. He can't imagine. Now, then he continues, okay? So the question, you put the two Maamorim together. One is, but there's no argument, again, what the word Chishat Tkufas is. Chishat Tkufas is clearly Chokhmat HaTchuna. The question is, does it begin there and stop there and end there, or it goes to a new level, which Ramban leaves it with Asidah is that the Ramban adds. Okay? And then there's an issue, do the two Ma'amorim have anything to do with each other? The Ramban is very clearly do, and the Rambam, there's no clue b'chal that it's to do with each other. Correct? That's what we have. Now, comes the Ramban, and now is dealing with the Mishnah in August.
The mission opens in Sefer Gimel. He says like this. V'zuhi sheshaninu tkufais v'gimatriyois palpois l'chochmo. So we're talking about Papos L'Chochma, L'Chari talking about this mathematical ability. Whatever we're talking about, whatever it is, that's what it is. Okay? And L'Chari, they're using this in order to predict astrologic events in the future, you know, Ich weiß, that's just in the Mishnah. L'chayre, this is the Chochmah by itself. The Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, besides the Tshuva, read this Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, in Perches Halach Aleph, the Rambam says what he's talking about. Okay, he's talking about the war between Kalkoyos. V'chein b'midas ha'kalka tzoch l'daktik v'cheshboin m'shichas ha'kalka ha'pil ikrim ha'mizbarim b'kisvei ha'gimatriyois. That's geometry, I assume. Sha'afilu m'loi etba min ha'kalka loy roysa kili hi m'loi ha'kalka. Okay. And the Magen Mishnah there says, Pirish Kisvei Gematria, if you have any geometry, he Chochmas Hashir Batishboires, Baleim Omu Tkufais, she Chochmas Acheshboin, Kmo Shomu Lachashib Kufais, the Gematriais, Chochmas Hashir, Papias Lachochma, Pirish Lachochmas Hatchuna, Hakuya Chochmuvin. Okay? So, it's very clear, it's what we're talking about. Magen Mishnah, the Rambam, okay? So that's why L'Chur is called Papias L'Chochma. So what does he say afterwards? How does he say, Be'im Kain, Tia Chochma Z'Gimati Yomitzvah? The Rambam doesn't make any sense. How do you read the words in the Rambam? How do you read the words in the Rambam? How do you read the words? What is the inkenya mitzvah? Right? Mamish, the words so much. How do you read it? It doesn't make any sense. So, I think what he's doing is, he's saying, according to the Rambam, the Mishnah is not presenting it properly. Because the Mishnah is presented as a Chochmah, and the Rambam is presenting that it's a mitzvah. It's a very odd way of formulating a question, but I think that's what he's asking. I have no, what do you mean, Ken? Because he just said that it's not a mitzvah. What, is he flipping around because he sees the Mishnah, which says just the opposite? And the Mishnah says that it's proper as a Chochmah, and not a mitzvah to be slave from. That's in Kent, Yechocha the Gematria Mitzvah. That's what he's asking. There is another Hasoga, and that's the final Hasoga over here. He says, V'im Hoya Das Ba'alochas Kain Hoya Maski Tchufas Amazolas. If the Ba'alochas Gedolis happen to agree with the Rambam, the discussion over here is not about Chishuk Tchufas, which he interprets is the Tkufa Riba Shana, but the Chishuv Tkufa is something else, is this mathematical discussion of Chochmas HaTchuna. If that's the case, it should have said Tkufa, not Tkufa Zemazolos. And he says the fact that it says Tkufa Zemazolos, the Gemara is referring to something else. Then Allah does, but quoted with Mola, he should have said, Kufus Umazolis. Okay? That's the final argument. So L'cheir, before we go on, it's very clear that I would assume, according to everyone, that the Chishuv Tkufos of Mazolos is Chochmas HaTkuna. The question is, whether you take it to another level or not, that's a different issue. Then the Ramban clearly interprets that there's a relation between Ma'amorim, and somehow, therefore he says, because of that, that the it's only Lioidim Bo, okay? The Rambam also interprets Yoidim in a different way than Ramban, but the Tshuva, he says, it's someone who has the ability. Yoidim means one who has the ability to know, and the Ramban somehow flows into him, we don't even get it from, to know. We also don't know that the Rambam at all puts the two Ma'amorim together. The Ramban does an amazing thing because of the Pasuk and reinterprets the Maimah that since it's Chochm Vina Leine Amim, it must be astrology. Okay? Which is an amazing thing. Which the Ramban is the last person in the world because they didn't come to Yom HaShem L'Kecha, which you have to see. A mitzvah, I say. In the Yom HaMitzvah. Okay. Now, what I want to do just to get started, is the Rambam, how does the Rambam interpret the end of the Tshuva? As Paul Hashem lo yavitu. Okay? What is this? So the Rambam says at the end, Uma she'amartem, ma yotze mizeh, what's a nafkamina? What's a nafkamina? Kvabeir Rabbi Meir v'braisa, v'yomah histakel v'maisav, shemitrich kach atomakir es mitzvah kach asamaki es mi sh'oma v'ho yorula. Okay? That's an amazing thing. He quotes a mem from Meir. Okay, let's see. Where is this from Meir? Okay? Okay? And that is important. And you see what the Rambam has done is taken this pasuk and brought it to his last truth as Pur Hashem lo yabidu. Okay? He's using this knowledge in order lahake es boilai. Okay? Correct? Now I want to show you more about this. Then he continues, umitchilas chibureinu hagodo, what's chibureinu hagodo? That's Mishnah Tera. Is ba'avu eilu ha'ikru. He's done an amazing thing. An amazing, amazing thing. Because the Rambam in Mishnah Tera, when he talks about what is the derech for Avas Hashem and Yerushalayim, is l'staka b'briya. That's the whole Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchus Yisrael Yatera. Okay? So now, okay, so what's happened is he's taken this very seriously. This is the derech for Abba v'Yerushalayim. And that's what's happening over here. And that's the tefillah on him. He has the ability to reach Abba and Yerushalayim through his tachlis and the bria. And he doesn't do it. So it's a tree on him. It's poor. Now we understand. It's poor. Shalom Yavin. You have the ability to be an Abbas Hashem and you're a Shemayim. And you don't take advantage of it. This is the way. The Vitrichach Atomake es mi Sheborol. And that's what this mind is talking about. Okay? 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 I didn't do anything. I'm just getting started over here. Now, this lechayr is a musin et techacha. It's not the other maima, which lechayr, you know, we don't know what we're talking about. Techachu bina leini ami. Okay? Now, I want to say something, okay? Here, I'm not 100% sure about this. But I want to share a thought with you. When you open up, you know, first of all, you have to understand, when you open up, let's start like this. Open up to mitzvah gimel and dalet, mitzvah seh. Mitzvah gimel. By mitzvah shlishis, you can look at this one if you want. You might check the mitzvah shlishis. He is divonu la'avo yisale. Who should is boine? Benaskil. What does it say?
Mistakel.
Mistakel, yes. For what?
For
mitzvah yisav. V'tzivuyov. Okay, see here it just says mitzvoisov v'tzivuyov v'distakil be what? Again?
Mitzvoisov
v'tzivuyov, which really seems to be the same thing. Mitzvoisov v'tzivuyov upulaisov, okay? Do we?
Pa'alaisov.
What? Upa'aloysav. Okay? Do we know what this pa'aloysav is? Okay? We'll have to see, okay? One second. Then he says, Achnesigeim, this aiva, sagosav, tachlis, atayrig, vizuya avo, kilo, boba hechach. Something, because I think he says boba hechach or something like that. The Ava comes behech. Once you have this idea and you understand everything, it comes Vizel Tachlis Ava Namitsuva. This Ani Basonu Tachlis. I'm not sure if that's. I think I went over this translation. Well, okay, good. I think that's what it might be. Okay, Basela. I'm not getting involved. That's not Nagay to me now. What's Nagay is the next thing. Veloshin Sifri. Lefisha nema v'yahavtu es Hashem Elokecho eino yodei eino yodeia keitzad oyiv es amokai. We're told mitzvah avos Hashem tamuloimo v'hoyu advo meila she'onuchi mitzav chayom alvo v'echo shemitech tach atomakir es mi she'oma v'hoyu oylom. What do you mean? It says, this Lashon should be Techkach Atamak and Misha Boaz Olam, which used in the Tshuva to look at the Bria, the Sifri quotes this exact same Lashon as referring to Teira, correct? And that's the way to Avos Hashem. If you be Makin the British Olam, you may live be Oyev, right? Now, the truth is, I didn't find it, okay, a maimah, that looking at the Briya Shemitech HaTchmakeh Zoylom, and where is Rav Meir's maimah quoted? I found a quotation of Rav Meir. See, I'll read it to you. Yeah. It's something like this. I think it's a Medrash Tanoim v'Amoloim that quotes Rameir. Okay, I probably didn't quote it here. There is like this. That's a Sifri. Oh, the Medrash Tanoim is like this. It's an Eker. Okay. V'hoyu advorim o'ele Rabbi Meir oimer. Because the Tshuva quotes Rabbi Meir. There is a member. He says a price. He doesn't say where the price is. And Medrash Tanoim
in Ekev, Ohoyo Advoim, Ohele, Rebbe Meir Oime, Loma Nema, Lefishinev, Vaptos, Hashem Elokecho, Eni Yedeya, Keitzar, Oive, Mesamokon, Kalnoi, Ohoyo Advoim, Ohele, Alvo Vecho, Tein Dvorim Elu, Alivchosh, Mitrichkach, Atamake, Es Mi, Shoma, Ohoyo Oilem, Medabe, Betoch.
So, the Rambam has done an amazing thing. He quotes Rav Meir, and he quotes a Maimon Makir, and the way we have in Chazal, this is, I read you a Sifri, a Medrash Tanoim, now I read you a Sifri, that Sifri was in Ves Chanon, now a Sifri in Ekev, Piska Memtes, Dore Dorshe Hagodois Oimrim, with Sincha, Lahaki es mi, Shaoma, Bohoya, Oilom, Lemol Hagoda. Learn a God to Gmoras. Learn a God, a Godus. Tibitrech Kach, Atamak es mi, Shaoya, Oilom, Umedabi, Bidrocho. And the Ramban quotes the Sifri in his Asogas to Mitzvah Zion. So, you know, the question is, do we know in the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs that looking at the Bria is a way to get Avos Hashem? Okay? No and yes. It really boils down to the following. What does the word Pulaisav mean? Okay, if Pulasav means is what he created in the Bria, that's Pulasav. Or Pulasav means the Midas HaTovus. Because if you look in the in Mitzvahes, okay, you look at the word, what Pulasav, look at the Arabic for the word Pulasav over here in Mitzvah Gimel. One second, Mitzvah Gimel. What's the Arabic? Afal or something like that, no?
Afala.
Right?
Afala.
Okay, now, turn to Mitzvah Ches. What's Mitzvah Ches? The beginning, we need the end. But Mitzvah Shminis, Hishnivon Lidamus Bo Yis'ala, Lefi Yicholteinu, now at the end of Kfar Nichbal, Hatzivu, at the end. At the end of Mitzvah Ches. The Nichbal says it's a capel, a second again. He says the Mitzvah's here. You don't have it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but he says, "Ukvam the gam kushimbo his damo is lemasim atayvim." Okay, that's what he interprets it. That's what he translates it. What is lemasim atayvim? It's mamish the same word. So the word might mean it's pulois atayvis. Okay, so we don't know at all in Sefer Mitzvahs when he's working in the same frame of reference. Okay? So, all I'm telling you, if you're going to do that, okay, you see, if I ask you, why does the Ram count in Mishneh Torah? He doesn't quote the mitzvah. You see, it's a major thing. You know, in Cherish Base, it makes a big deal as a new mitzvah. Okay? He just says, Mr. Rabbonon, and the Daloch Zdolois counted in Yerah Mitzvahs. But he doesn't deny it, it's a Mr. Rabbonon. That's not the issue. The issue is, right, correct? So I ask you, where does the Ram quote this in Mishneh Torah? So I'll tell you, no. The Ram learned the Bechlau in Mishneh Torah, the moment mitzvah. It's a way to get to Avos Hashem, correct? That's what I would tell you phrase. Even though he didn't put the two mamon together, but there's no reason, I don't know if you can say, I don't know if you have to assume, because he doesn't quote in Mishneh Torah this, and I assume what he's doing, it's a way to get to Avos Hashem in Yerushalayim, correct? And that's what he goes in the whole Yisrael Torah, correct? However, in Sefer Mitzvahs, the Ram seems to say that it's a separate mitzvah. Midivrei Sefer. So I can imagine that one would
take this position or have to take this position, if he denies there's a way of looking at the Bria to get to Avos Yerushalayim, okay, and it's called a mitzvah, you can't say it's a mitzvah to come to something, so the mitzvah is a mitzvah in itself to know that chokhmah. So I can imagine something. I always say it's ulai, it's not muchach, but the observations, every single thing that I pointed out to you is a very, very important observation. Okay, so that's mitzvah ches. You have to know whether there's no reason to assume. There's nothing in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs that points to Heka Beire, unless you want to interpret that's what Pulosa means. But you see, it's very difficult to interpret that the Pulosa in Mitzvah Gimel is referring to the Beria, because he quotes a Sifri, and that's the way to do it. So the quotation of the Sifri should do something with Tera. It's either the Midas HaTeris, which you see, of Mahu Nikla Apato Heye, or it's the Mitzvah, so it's Tera. That's what I would have assumed. But, you know, I can't take a shwizer ice about it. So just trying to show you how this whole thing turns around, and this is before we get to the Torah, but that is, I didn't do anything, I just presented the issues. Okay? So, then, it's an amazing thing. In Mishneh Torah, there's no separate mitzvah be divrei sofer mistachlis with bria. It's just a way to get to Avos Hashem in Yerushalayim. And in Sefer Mitzvahs, it's a separate mitzvah be divrei sofer. And the way to get to Avos Hashem in Yerushalayim is Talmud Torah. But you know, I'll tell you, everything is okay. But the amazing thing is the quote of Bereis Rameya. And to say, every single thing that we have is saying, it's only through Torah, or through Agoda, or through Torah, and to flip it, and to make it into what he says, the Chibur Agoda, Chiburino Agoda. So we turn Kach Atamake et Misho Yorilo. Okay, so Mir Tashem, next week, I'd like to pick up if you want, I want to do this week also. If you want, I can talk about it. What's the pshat in the Mishnah and Gematiris, and what's the pshat in Papas HaChochmah. If you want, we can spend a few minutes on it. But what I really want to get to is to focus on the Ramban. How is it possible, there's the Einei Ha'amim, to show this Chochmah, which is not making a mystery, not going so far, but it's a Zirus, and on the other hand, there's a mitzvah saseh tom tiyan l'shem l'kech. Okay, say that. That's it.